Zoomer, crooners, and songbirds.
You're listening to Zoomer, Crooners, and Songbirds, hosted by Canada's own prolific singer-songwriter, Lily Frost. Lily explores music, themes, artists, and sometimes special guests, which cross musical genres and eras, and introduces you to unmined gems that might not have made it onto your playlists.
Welcome to Zoomer, Crooners, and Songbirds. I'm Lily Frost, and tonight's show is about narcissism, a buzzword these days, a new, seemingly collective awareness. Many artists have written songs about this, most of them women. My guest today is a clinical psychologist, and she is in the studio with me right now. Welcome, Dr. Shulamit Moore.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. I have many questions for you. Can you tell me what is a personality disorder in general?
A personality disorder is a mental health condition where people have lifelong pattern of seeing themselves and reacting to others in a way that can cause problems in relationship, at work, at home. Generally, they have a hard time understanding other people's emotions, and they have extreme difficulties tolerating their own distress.
Okay. And after this, we'll get into specifically narcissism. So that's a general overview. Thank you very much. We'll start the show with a song by Don McLean. And this song is adapted from Metamorphosis, an American play adapted from the classic Roman Ovid poem where Narcissus falls in love with his own reflection in a pool of water. This is Narcissisma by Don McLean.
Narcissisma. Narcissisma is the pride of Pomona. Pomona, Pomona says she looks like me, but she will look like you when I'm set free. Narcissisma. Narcissisma is the belle of Biloxi. Biloxi, Biloxi says she's not your kind, but narcissisma gives me peace of mind. She's got no braids in the ink, well, no money on the prize. Ain't got no boyfriend behind her that she can't hypnotize. And if you want to see yourself without delusions or delights, all you do is just look into her eyes. Narcissisma. Narcissisma has no pride or delusions. Delusions, delusions make me turn my face, but narcissisma lets me find my place. She's got no grudges, no crutches, no pigment and no peeves, no criers, no pliers, no liars and no sleeves. And she will always tell you everything that she believes. She's got no belly button too, no high-heeled shoe. Narcissisma. Narcissisma is the pride of Pomona. Pomona, Pomona says she looks like me, but she will look like you when I'm set free. Well, everybody's looking like they're supposed to, but nobody's looking very good. So when you find somebody to get close to, well, don't you think you should? Narcissisma. Narcissisma loves to thrill and delight me. Delight me, delight me, and I'll never quit, 'cause narcissisma knows just where I fit. She's got no tight drawers, locked doors, nothing on the side. Ain't got no skin flaws, in-laws, nothing left to hide. And if you need a new location where you'll best be satisfied, you might prefer to fall in love with her. Narcissisma. Narcissisma is the pride of Pomona. Pomona says she looks like me, but she will look like you when I'm set free.
John McLean, Narcissisma. And I have a question for Dr. Shulmit Moore. What is NPD and what do we know about the causes? Is there any treatment?
Narcissistic personality disorder is a mental health condition where people carry an unreasonably high opinion of themselves, how important they are. And those people are very needy and they thrive on attention. And one of the most important characteristics is that they have to put other people down in order to feel important.
Right. And this could be because of the way they were raised as children?
The wisdom is that there is no genetic component.
Okay.
What we think is because of the environment in which they are raised. So it can be either on one hand, parents who are very cold and treat you as an object to augment their own importance, or they are too coddling and they praise you for every little thing you do, however unimportant it is.
So you grow up with a sense of entitlement, maybe.
Exactly.
Yeah. So either way, the best parenting methods, there's a lot of attachment parenting these days. I wonder if that could be leading to it, if it's taken the wrong way.
I suppose it's hard to pinpoint, but we do know that sometimes when you overindulge a child, the child grows up with a sense of entitlement. On the other hand, if you use a child as an object only to augment your achievements, the child grows with a sense that they're important only if they do something phenomenal or something outstanding and they learn how to lie, for example.
Okay. And is there any treatment for narcissistic personality disorder?
There's no cure. It's very difficult to treat people with personality and narcissistic disorder because they don't feel that there's anything wrong with them.
Because there's a big sense of denial.
They basically don't feel they need treatment because there's nothing wrong with them. If they come to therapy, and this usually happens because a partner says you have to go or a boss says you have to go, it doesn't work because the therapist is never good enough to work with them.
I see. So there's a block there. They can't see themselves for some reason because of the lack of empathy? Or how can...
Well, they see themselves, but they see themselves not as other people see themselves. They see themselves as important and better than anybody else. Therefore, there's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
Therefore, there's always something wrong with other people.
Right. The shaming and blaming and all that stuff, which we'll talk about later, what a narcissist does to other people.
Right.
This next song is You're So Vain by Carly Simon. And in the public domain, a lot of people are calling each other out loosely as narcissists. Is vanity the same as narcissism?
I don't think that vanity is the same. There's not much research about vanity. But the way I see vanity is people who pay extra attention to the way they look. They like to brag, but... The difference between the narcissistic personality disorder and vanity is that the narcissists are extremely abusive and they can be vicious. I don't see a vain person as vicious. It's just somebody who likes to...
To gaze at their own reflection.
Exactly.
Okay. So this is Carly Simon calling someone out for being vain. It could be Warren Beatty, Kris Kristofferson, Cat Stevens, Mick Jagger. We're not sure. There are lots of rumors about it, but here's her song, You're So Vain.
Son of a gun. Partner, and you're so vain.
Carly Simon with You're So Vain. And Dr. Moore, I just want to ask you, what are the red flags people can look out for when they're maybe on a first date with somebody in terms of detecting whether they're a narcissist or not?
Okay, so you go out with a person for the first time and you observe the person, and the person seems unusually confident, which can be very charming. It is a person with a very high self-esteem. Isn't it wonderful? They brag, they make not very generous remarks about other people. When you go on a date, they don't treat people around you, for example, in a restaurant very nicely. They treat them as below them. They're condescending, they're controlling. They order your food because they know better what you want. They have no interest in what you have to say. They'd rather talk about themselves. And basically, the impression that you get is that you are not very interesting and they cannot wait to butt in. Uh-huh. And also, they can be excessively romantic in the first date.
The love bombing.
The love bombing, exactly. And this should raise some red flags. What's going on?
Okay.
We have just met.
Right. Okay, so love bombing meaning over the top, like they arrive with 24 red roses on your first date, for example, and you think, oh my gosh, this person is so generous, but that's a red flag.
Exactly.
Because it's out of proportion to what
exactly.
the reality is.
It's inappropriate.
Yeah. Okay, great. So James Brown is going to sing a song now where he's bragging about himself. He's calling himself super bad, which actually means good in the musical jargon. And here he is now with Super Bad.
One, two, three, hit it. Watch me. Watch me. I got it. Watch me. I got it. Hey! I got something that makes me want to shout. I got something that tells me what it's all about. I got soul and I'm super bad. I got soul and I'm super bad. Now I got a move that tells me what to do. Sometimes it's tears. Tells me what to do. Sometimes I feel so nice, I wanna try myself a few. I got soul and I'm super bad. I'm love. I love to do my thing. And I don't need no one else. Sometimes I feel so nice. Good God. I wanna kiss myself. I've got soul, and I'm super bad. Hey, I said I'm super bad. Bridge, come on.
Hey!
James Brown with Super Bad on Zoomer Critters and Songbirds. I'm Lily Frost in the studio with Dr. Shulamit Maurer talking about narcissism. When we return, what effects a narcissist can have on a victim after this.
Zoomer Radio, the original greatest hits.
You did. I will not let myself cause my heart so much misery. I will not break the way you did. You fell so hard. I've learned the hard way to never let it get that far. Because of you, I never stray too far from the sidewalk. Too long before you point it out. I cannot cry because I know that's weakness in your eyes. I'm forced to fake a smile, a laugh every day of my life.
Kelly Clarkson, Because of You. I'm Lily Frost, back in the studio with Dr. Shulamit Maurer, and we're going to talk about the effects of living with a narcissist.
Okay, so when you live with a narcissistic partner, you feel lonely and you feel isolated from friends because the partner makes sure that you have no friends or make you doubting that your friends are your friends.
Is that called gaslighting?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gaslighting is more than losing your sense of reality. You don't know anymore if what you perceive or what you feel is real or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's gaslighting. You develop a sense of mistrust in other people. You always feel that you're doing something wrong. Everything is your fault. You lose your self-identity. Not unusually, you become depressed and very anxious.
And that could manifest in something maybe like stutters or eye twitches and nervous disorders.
Right. And physical symptoms.
Yeah. Well, there can also be physical abuse as well as the mental.
And there is physical abuse as well as mental.
So in that sense, it can be dangerous to be with a narcissist.
Exactly. And you become a hostage.
The Stockholm Syndrome.
You become a hostage at home. You, as a narcissist, use money, time delay, all kind of technique to keep you hostage at home.
Right. So you feel trapped, like you can't leave. You're afraid to trust yourself. You... The Stockholm Syndrome is where you protect your attacker. That can develop where you sort of don't want to admit that it's actually happening to the outside public. And then you...
And this comes out, I think, of a deep sense of shame. How did I manage to get into this situation? How didn't I see it before?
Yeah.
I think it's a deep sense of shame and feeling trapped.
Yeah. This is a song, it's not a common song for Zoomer Radio. It's a 2003 release by Britney Spears, and it is about the addiction that people sometimes feel to a toxic personality. And that can be the dance between enablers and narcissists. We can talk a little bit about it after this pretty cool song by Britney Spears.
Baby, can't you see I'm calling? A guy like you should wear a warning. It's dangerous, I'm falling. There's no escape, I can't wait. I need a hit, baby, give me it. You're dangerous, I'm loving it. Do I think I'm done?
Britney Spears with Toxic, and that touches on the enablers and the dance with the narcissist. Do you have anything to say on that, Dr. Moore?
What happened in abusive relationship is that what we call in psychology intermittent reinforcement.
Yeah.
So the abuser oscillates between being very nice to you and being very abusive to you. And what can happen is that when you are abused, you basically lower your head and you wait for better times, because better times usually comes. But because it's unpredictable and you never know where better times are coming or where the loving is coming, you just wait patiently. And when it comes, it reinforces your idea that better comes.
Right.
Are coming.
So you tolerate or excuse and maybe even tiptoe around walking on eggshells, hoping that that person will bring the wonderful love back. But in the meantime, you're taking major hits.
Exactly. And research shows actually that an abused person goes back to the abuser for an average of 7 times before they leave for good.
Yeah. And maybe because the love is probably more intensely outstanding than a regular stable person.
But and the apology, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. And you believe it.
But it's fake. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fake. So here's a song by Dream Speed, one of my co-writing projects, and it's called Robotango, but it's actually about the addiction to social media and the hit that people get from being liked or followed, and how that can be a toxic relationship and is a very common situation. Do you have anything to say about that, how the social media is feeding into narcissism or creating narcissists?
Social media definitely feed into narcissism, although I don't believe it creates a personality disorder. Personality disorder is formed at much earlier age than that. Some people say it's about around age 7 when you are not that involved. However, there is something inherent in social media that encourages narcissistic behavior, like the hits and likes. And
well, and children are growing up with it from a very young age. So in that sense, could it create...
Definitely narcissistic tendencies.
Yeah.
Selfies.
Yeah.
The culture of selfies, the pictures, going to a restaurant and posting what you are eating.
Yeah.
It definitely encourages narcissistic behavior.
Okay, so this song is called Robotango by Dream Speed.
Take it easy. The superficial scene should not serve to appease who you aspire to be. There's more to life than people liking what you send. Don't let it go in your head. Stay on target. Just cause they follow you does not pay the debt. Your life is overdue. Don't place your bets on the comments on your thread. And don't let it go to your head. Call emergency. I'm coming undone. I want to interface with a real face. Queen cyberspace. The diva screen addicted. Shameful disgrace. Narcissistic and afflicted. Feathery. Chat. Be alone or integrate. Follow along or resonate. Be live action, unlimited connection. I feel the connection. I have no signal.
What's going on?
Yeah. So connected, but yet going nowhere fast that we can even. Trapped in a world like a dream where everything ain't what seems. Time to lose your eye for the truth of the lie that leads.
Find your energy. The sun and the trees.
Dream Speed Robotango and how social media can encourage narcissistic tendencies. I'm Lily Frost. I'll be back with Zoomer Crooners and Songbirds this episode on narcissism with Dr. Shulamit Moore to discuss power imbalances and narcissists in the workplace after this.
The original greatest hits. Zoomer Radio.
Billie Eilish, Your Power, calling out the inequality in the workplace. And I'm Lily Frost in studio with Dr. Shulamit Moore to talk about narcissism in the workplace.
Obviously, it's very difficult to have a narcissistic boss because you are an object. You are not a colleague or you are not a person who works with the boss. So the boss would not hesitate to ask you to stay after work and would not understand that you have a family or you have other interests. If the boss failed in something, it's never the boss's fault. It's always your fault. If you do something well, the boss will take credit for your achievements.
Right. And you're in a position, obviously, where you need the money, so you won't be able to stand up to them or call that out. You're basically trapped.
Exactly.
Okay, this next song is Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Don't Come Round Here Anymore, talking about how to protect yourself, how to block or end a relationship with a narcissist. Don't Come Round Here Anymore. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Don't Come Around Here Anymore on Zoomer Crooners and Songbirds, in the studio today with Dr. Shulamit Moore talking about narcissism. So what is the best way for someone to leave a narcissist or protect themselves?
There is some talk about a tool which is called gray rocking. And gray rocking is basically a tactic that some people use when dealing with abusive or a behavior. It is similar to the way that one treats a child who has a temper tantrum by walking away. Narcissist needs an audience. If you refuse to be an audience or the audience, then the hope is the narcissist will cease or diminish their behavior. Unfortunately, if one is in an abusive, physically abusive relationship, the danger is that the narcissist will increase their abusive behavior.
I see.
And this can be dangerous.
Yeah. So gray rocking isn't 100% effective.
No, it's not.
So it's more effective to what? Leave.
It's more effective to take care of yourself.
Yeah.
To have friends around so you can get a realistic view of what's happening.
Yeah.
You have to prepare a way out of the relationship, go to therapy to be empowered and develop your self-esteem, and learn that what's happening is not your fault,
yeah.
Basically.
Right. Okay, thank you very much. So when we return after this short break, we'll talk a little bit about how narcissism is actually sort of healthy and everybody is a bit of a narcissist. We'll hear about that after we get back after this break.
This is Zoomer Radio Toronto, CFZM FM and CFZM AM, owned and operated by MZ Media Incorporated.
I'm Lily Frost. You're listening to Zoomer Crooners and Songbirds. Ending the show now with Dr. Shulamit Moore. Thank you so much for being here. Please let us know how narcissism can actually be healthy to a certain extent.
It is important to remember that we are all a bit of a narcissist. And in fact, it's healthy to be narcissists because we have to take care of ourselves. So the healthy narcissist goes about by fulfilling their needs in a non-manipulative way. They do not have to put others down in order to feel good about themselves.
Okay, so there's a fine line between, obviously not having empathy is a bad thing.
Exactly. So the healthy narcissist does have empathy.
Okay. And it's part of development, like a child...
Yes.
Needs to develop self-care at a certain point, and then it sort of either becomes a wider sense of, you know, community awareness, or they just continue going inside, I guess, and trying to fill that empty void that wasn't filled as a child.
A healthy child learns to feel other people's feelings and basically empathize with them and feel sad when other people feel sad, et cetera, et cetera.
Is it more common in single children? That's just a throwaway question that came to mind.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not sure. We'll have to look in. Well, next show, edition two. I'd like to end with a song by Olivia Rodrigo. My daughter is 12 and she loves this song. It's one of the most famous songs in the world right now. It's about narcissism, and the awareness that young women have now about narcissism is growing very strong, which is healthy. It's good to have the awareness. It's called Vampire. Thank you so much for listening to Zoomer Crooners and Songbirds. Thank you, Shulamit Moore, for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Give the satisfaction asking how you're doing now. How's the castle built of people you pretend to care about? Just what you wanted. Look at you, cool guy, you got it. I see the parties and diamonds sometimes when I close my eyes. 6 months of torture you sold to some forbidden paradise. I loved you truly. You gotta laugh at the stupidity, 'cause I've made some real big mistakes. You make the
bleeding me dry like a damn vampire. And every girl I ever talked to told me you were bad, bad news. You called them crazy. God, I hate the way I called them crazy too. You're so convincing. How do you lie without flinching? Paralyzing, tragic, but thrill. Can't figure out just how you do it, and God knows I never will. And for me and not her, 'cause girls your age know better. I've made some real big mistakes, but you make the worst one look fine. I should have known it was strange. You only come out at night. I used to think I was smart, but you made me look so bleeding me dry like a damn vampire.
Current greatest hit by Olivia Rodrigo, that's Vampire, revealing that the youth today are becoming more and more aware of this personality disorder. I'm Lily Frost. This was a special show on narcissism. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope it was helpful and informative, and you have a great night.
Zoomer, Crooners, and Songbirds.
Zoomer, Crooners, and Songbirds is a production of MZ Media. Produced by Lily Frost and Kelly Robotham. Executive producer, Moses Neimer.